Job chapter 40. And the Lord answered Job further, and said, Will he who contends with the Almighty instruct him? Let the reprover of God answer it. Then Job answered the Lord, and said, Behold, I am base. How can I answer you? I put my hand to my mouth. I spoke once, but I cannot answer for it, and a second time, but I will not do so any more. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, and said, Gird up your waist like a man. I will ask you, and you can answer me. Will you declare my judgment void? Will you condemn me, so that you are righteous? Now do you have an arm like God, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Kindly deck yourself with excellence and majesty, and clothe yourself with glory and splendour. Distribute the outbursts of your anger, and see everyone who is proud, and bring him low. See everyone who is proud, and bring him down, and tread on the wicked on the spot. Hide them in the dust together, bind them in a hidden place. Then I myself will confess to you that your right hand can save you. Behold, please, Behemoth, which I made with you. It eats grass like an ox. Look at its strength in its loins, and its might in the muscles of its rump. It swings its tail like a cedar, and its fearful sinews are interwoven. Its bones are tubes of copper, and its frame is like bars of iron. It is the preeminence of God's ways. Only he who made it can bring his sword against it. For the mountains yield produce for it, where all the wild beasts play. It lies under lotus bushes, secretly in reeds and swampland. The lotus bushes cover it with their shade. The willows of the brook surround it. What if the river bears down on it? It is not alarmed, it is confident, even when the Jordan gushes into its mouth. Can anyone capture it by its eyes? Can anyone hook its nose with snares?